Matthew Miller.
Yes.
Yeah.
AKA
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
We have so many Matts in the house. Yeah. Cage Free Voices Talent Showcase.
It's a beautiful thing. Here.
Beautiful, beautiful thing.
And the
beautiful
Impact thing. Hub DC. Yes, yes. And we're just,
shout out to Impact Hub.
Yes.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
So happy that Matt's here with us. And Matt, just if you could just take this time, just tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Well, first shout out to y'all for doing this awesome event here. It's been a lot of talents that's been just blowing everything out of the water,
right.
And it's just awesome to see that, and to see you guys doing this is just an awesome thing. Out of Richmond, Virginia, been in the lane of engineer producing for about 15 years out of the Spot Recording Studio. Worked with the likes of Ashanti, Tyrese, Biggie, Aaron Hall, just a lot of greats. Tori Naughton from, formerly 3LW.
3LW.
Now. Yeah, right? Yeah. She came in the studio and knocked it out. It was awesome to work with her. So just really, really working with people that are movers and shakers, but then also working with people that are trying to be movers and shakers.
Right.
Worked with different stages of your career and developing people to be what they can and want to be in the music industry, as well as people that have already been, you know, established as well too. So, yeah.
Let me ask you this. I imagine that you've worked with tons of artists mm-hmm. over your years of experience. Yeah.
Real quick, just so our listeners will know mm-hmm. that Matt is actually one of our judges tonight.
Yes.
I don't think we mentioned that earlier.
For the Cage Free Voices Talent Showcase. Mm-hmm. So, yes, thank you for being a judge for that. But,
no problem.
Let me get back on my track. So, yeah, what is the one thing that you've learned or that you see with most artists that they don't realize they need to be successful in the game? Like, what is the one thing that they always tend to sleep on?
Studio-wise, being prepared.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by being prepared?
Most, whether it's rapping or singing, more times rappers than singers for whatever reason. But the basics of getting a song done, like knowing your lyrics.
Right. Lyrics.
Right. memorizing your lyrics.
Because
there's stages of, and I'm a songwriter as well too, an artist. So just going through that process of having to create a song from beginning to end, like knowing your lyrics is number one, mm-hmm. like, because there's a stage of having your lyrics that you know, and then there's having your lyrics that you lived with, and to be able to get past the words and get to the emotion is just a totally different stage. And most people don't really understand that, especially new artists
right.
coming out. So they just feel like they can just write it down and read it off their phone or what have you. And they're struggling, or they'll get through it, but then it still doesn't translate the emotion that they may have had when they wrote it.
Right.
And the audience, the listener, is going to hear that. And that's what separates the amateur from the semi-pro to the professional.
Right.
It's because people can connect with what you're saying, and because you translated
right.
it.
Right. You're translating an experience.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's supposed to be received
exactly.
as an experience, mm-hmm. not just some lyrics and a dope
right.
beat behind
right.
it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. The beat could be hot. Even in turn-up, like if it's a turn-up song, you still have to be believable
right.
and connect
right.
so that I can connect with your excitement, even versus if you're kind of melancholy on a turn-up beat,
right.
it's going to be like, okay, you know, shouldn't even be on this. Like,
this
you know what I mean?
This is the regular schmegler
right,
stuff that I hear.
Right,
like,
right, right.
My
so just having knowing that artists don't necessarily go in the game knowing that. They hear a hot beat, they hear a hot track, they hear a hot song that somebody else has done, and they want to emulate it, but they don't necessarily know how to emulate it, nor do they have the knowledge to know, I probably need a producer to help me accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish.
Right.
Now, you know I'm going to be a little biased now,
okay.
right?
Go ahead.
Because when I heard that you worked with Biggie Smalls, may he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
I'm going to be biased because I'm born and raised.
Forever in the top five.
Brooklyn.
Yes.
And to me, he's the number one best mm-hmm. hip-hop
okay.
artist
okay.
ever,
okay.
ever, ever. But yeah, that was like when I heard that in your bio, I was like, oh, wow.
What was that experience
yeah.
like?
Oh, yeah, I just had to pick your brain on that a little bit because I was one of his biggest fans.
Yeah,
we actually did a record with him. He wasn't there. We didn't actually get to be with him. It mm-hmm. It was actually when he was just coming up. Mm-hmm. He didn't really. But Biggie's work ethic and his, like, the things that we're talking about now, like, he didn't have that, especially even then. Like, he was still a workhorse. Still, his talent was still where it was. Like, always it superseded. You know
he
what I mean?
He was always prepared.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
I got that vibe from him.
And he grew up in an era where that was, you needed to do that.
That was like, the status quo.
Yeah, so it was, expectation. It was given. Like, you know, Jay-Z said something like, he's like, you know, I kind of birthed a generation of people because he said that he didn't have to write his stuff. Right. Like, you know what I mean? And so, but everybody at that time was kind of doing that. So mm-hmm. he walked right in with the process.
Good stuff.
So you've been in the game for a long time. Do you still love it? Has the love grown?
Yeah.
Like, has it plateaued? Has it gone through rough patches? Like, what is your love with music like today?
For music, I'm really hopeful for music right now. There was a point where, actually, after the nominations and awards and what have you, I kind of like got. It was a point where I actually was about to leave music, like forget it, just because of the politics and dealing with certain people I just didn't want to deal with, and I was just kind of in a stage in my life where I just didn't want to have to deal with that. But it was awesome thing how God just brought me around to continue doing it and doing it the way, you know, I was kind of led to do it. And so now my love has been what it was before, and it's still the same. I came into music wanting to make music that would change lives, like it changed my life. You know, the ideal, you know what I mean, the idealistic. And once I got into it, I found very quickly that wasn't
not what you thought it was.
That wasn't what I thought it was. Right. But now I'm in a place where, you know, I'm doing it in a way that's still my first and foremost. So,
how'd you get in the game?
I guess
as much as you can share.
I guess I could say on accident almost. I'm originally from California, so I came out to the East Coast wanting to get a group, wanting to get away from Cali because I just grew up there. So, you know.
Change of pace.
Yeah, change of pace. I was getting in a whole bunch of trouble. And so, I had started a group, an acapella group that was based out of Richmond. And then I also then later on started a production company that we wrote and produced all the music for the group, as well as other people as well, too. That's what we work with, Ashanti and so on and so forth, and Tyrese. And so it was kind of like... everything has been like a necessity. Like I never planned to be an engineer producer. I never planned to be an engineer, then I never planned to be an engineer producer, which is kind of a lane I'm kind of making for myself.
Default?
I'm engineering, and a lot of people are needing things and they're wanting things that they don't have a producer, and I do produce as well too, so I'm kind of integrating it as well.
Yeah. I guess the closest to that's really like mainstream right now would be Drake's engineer 40, who also does most of his beats, but that's a rare situation to find somebody who can do that. And also being an engineer, engineers tend to be more reliable than producers because they're sitting there in the studio with you the whole process.
The engineer has really become the producer, because I say this to people all the time, like there is a difference between a producer and a beat maker.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Right. And what a producer is, just for general knowledge, a producer is the person who actually directs the song. Mm-hmm. So if when it comes down to it, if the song is hot, it's because of the producer. And if the song is not hot, it's because of the producer. Those decisions to put a delay here or cut the beat here or change the beat. Matter of fact, we don't need that beat. We need this artist, so on and so forth. Those are production decisions.
Go back in and re-record that verse.
Exactly. No,
so
do that again.
Producer.
Right, that's all on the producer. Like Dre did with Snoop. Like Snoop didn't come out like the way he was when he first came out. Dre actually kind of helped develop
mold
and create
and, dope,
and mold his style, his swag, everything. He just kind of lived it out. But that was something that's why Dre is like the number one
producer.
That's not just because of he's made, you know, like iconic albums, but the way his work and what he does,
his
just
vision.
I
heard he'll make you like go in and do like a verse like 100 times because he just doesn't feel like you've gotten it down perfect.
He's a perfectionist.
He's a perfectionist, definitely.
And he's not just doing it just so you can, because a lot of people sometimes they just do it over, But he definitely does have a vision,
and that's
what a great producer is going to have.
Right.
So that's really the end all and be all of that. So being an engineer producer, being a producer, all that kind of just was kind of laid in as time progressed and just morphed into that.
Is this what you do full time?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, full time, every day, all day. I get tired, but it's tired because I'm working so much. So I literally have to make sure that I get days off versus, you know, like, so I get tired, but I can't complain at all. I love it.
Are you based in D.C. now? Or are you based out of Richmond?
I'm still based out of Richmond.
Okay, mm-hmm. So let's go back into Virginia hip hop history. Did you ever have any like encounters with like some of the Virginia legends, like your Timberlands, your Pharrells, your Missy Elliotts, your Clips?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
We actually worked with Missy for a while. One of the guys that was in my production team actually had a deal with Missy, so we had to connect with her. We did a couple of things with her. We actually worked out of there. It was now the Neptune studio, but it was then Rob, big up to him, his studio. Tim worked out of there, Missy worked out of there, out of there.
Yeah.
Not any direct, but like we did actually do some work with her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At what point did you feel like, you know, or was it like a moment in the studio where you were like, yo, I'm really doing this. Like, I'm really a legit engineer. I'm really legit a producer. I'm really a part of a team that's delivering.
What was your aha moment?
Yeah, what was that moment like?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I ever got it yet. I just...
still hungry. Still.
Yeah, definitely. So there's you know, I'm literally this year is funny because I have things on my resume that I'm literally just like, literally 2017, some of my coworkers are like, Matt, you need to start talking about yourself now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the guy literally that will have the award, like the 5 awards at the ceremony and not be there. Not because I'm dissing the thing, but I'm just like,
you're not really doing it for that recognition.
Yeah, not at all. So
you'd rather stay low key, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, even though I'm an artist, not, you know, I do like to be on stage in the front, but it's a purpose for that.
Right.
Other than that, it's like I just want to keep on moving forward and keep on, you know, it's cool, but you know, I just keep that's kind of where I'm at.
I like the humility, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's humble. That's great. So I tell you this, I'm thinking to myself, since you're so humble, is there one artist that you would love to work with? Or maybe a few.
That I would love to work with. I love working with artists in general that are creative and are open in general, period. But I say one artist that I am actually a fan of right now. I love his work. John Bellion. I'd love to work with him.
I've
would love to work with him.
Not haven't dived too much into his discography, but I've heard a few joints here and there.
Like,
amazing
it's
work.
Totally, it's different. And his mind, the way he thinks, and just how he approaches production and music, and he's a music lover as well too, you know. So it's just mad respect for him, and just his creativity. I'd love to definitely love to work with him.
Good stuff. So what's next for you, Matt?
Well, right now we're actually working with an artist I've been working with for the last probably 5 years. We've been developing kind of like a Drake 40 type deal. Matter of fact, she calls me her 40. Destiny the Chef, based out of VA, she's now in Atlanta. We've been molding her sound into where it is now, where she's, you know, a lot of people have been picking up. T.I. was trying to pick her up before. She was with Rick Ross's people, what have you. And so now she's just kind of getting her own lane now.
Yeah.
She's about to represent the hip hop museum, be the face for that, and she's writing for a couple of people in that genre.
So she's networking, meeting the right people, and making the right impressions.
Yeah. So we're kind of a team, that's been the main focus. But other than that, just working on my own album when I can.
Let me ask you this before we wrap up: what top five? It could be. You could do top five hip hop artists. You could do top five R&B artists, but it's got to be a top five or top five producers. You could do top five engineers. Like, it's up to you.
Man, top five. Any of them?
It top three. Either way.
Top five. Let me see. You gotta narrow it down for me. Like, which one do you want? Which one could
top five producers?
Top five producers. Okay, top five producers. I would say Timbaland, of course. I would say Dre, of course. You got to go with the greats. I'd get in trouble if I didn't say that. let's see. I would have to say one of my favorites actually is Warren Campbell.
I love Warren.
He just, like, you could hear a track and you'll love it and be like, oh, that's Warren. And then you hear another one and be like, oh, that's one. It's like
it's
another
guy.
One. They're just totally different.
Yeah.
Like, he's an awesome
range.
Musician.
Yeah.
let's see. I want to say somebody now who I'm other than John Bellion. Who else? I'm running through my head because there's a lot of people that I actually really, 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 really love. I don't know. I'll stick with four for now.
Okay, that's good. We'll take that. All right. So how can we follow you on social media?
Instagram, Matt the Premier Engineer. Facebook, Matt the Premier Engineer. Twitter, Matt the Premier Engineer.
Keeping it consistent.
Keep the brand strong.
The brand is strong.
Yeah. If you need anything mixed, come holler at me. Come check me out on social media, online. You don't even have to be there. Richmond, come to the Spot Recording Studio. And we knocking them down. Different sound. Everything is hot. You come out. Even if your stuff is not hot, we try and make it hot. So,
what's the name of the recording studio? And do you all have a website?
Uh-huh. The Spot Recording Studio. The Spot Recording that's the email. TheSpotRecording.com. DASPOT recording.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. All of that information, all the social media links will be in the show notes in the description. So after you are done enjoying this dope episode and you take as much knowledge and game as you can that Matt has bestowed upon us, you go ahead, follow him on those social media links. And then if you're in the Richmond area or close by, you know, definitely hit up the Spot recording studio. And, you know, let's get this black dollar circulating a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Let's support
Black-owned studio.
Let's do it, man. So once again, thank you for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, Matt. Yeah.